Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 14, and we're reading from text 10. Krishna is speaking, describing the interaction of the modes of material nature. Sri Krishna says, sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the modes of passion and ignorance, O son of Bharata. Sometimes the mode of passion defeats goodness and ignorance, and at other times ignorance defeats goodness and passion. In this way, there is always competition for supremacy. Comment. After describing the effects of the modes, Krishna now tells Arjuna that the modes are not constant in their influence upon the living entity. According to our karma, our work, our association, our choice of food, and so on, a particular mode becomes predominant within us. Here, Krishna indicates the awkwardness of the eternal, non-changing soul's predicament within this constantly changing world. Srila Prabhupada therefore writes, quote, one who is actually intent on advancing in Krishna consciousness has to transcend these three modes. Comment continues. Texts 11 through 13 explain how the effects of the three modes of material nature are manifest. 11. The manifestations of the mode of goodness can be experienced when all the gates of the body are illuminated by knowledge. 12. O chief of the Bharatas, when there is an increase in the mode of passion, the symptoms of great attachment, fruit of activity, intense endeavor, and uncontrollable desire and hankering develop. 13. When there is an increase in the mode of ignorance, O son of Kuru, darkness, inertia, madness, and illusion are manifested. Comment. By studying these three texts, we get an idea which modes of nature are affecting us. Often, different times of the day and various occurrences throughout the day place us under the control of one mode or another. The next two verses describe death in each of the modes of nature. 14. When one dies in the mode of goodness, he attains to the pure higher planets of the great sages. 15. When one dies in the mode of passion, he takes birth amongst those engaged in fruitive activities. And when one dies in the mode of ignorance, he takes birth in the animal kingdom. Comment. The next three verses discuss the results of acting in each of the modes of nature. 16. The result of pious action is pure and is said to be in the mode of goodness. But action done in the mode of passion results in misery, and action performed in the mode of ignorance results in foolishness. Comment. While developing our Krishna consciousness, we must attempt to perform our services in at least the mode of goodness. Service tinged by passion and ignorance adversely affects our consciousness. How can we aspiring devotees become purified enough to serve in goodness? Srila Prabhupada explained the process. Comment. If one hears about Krishna or God, then gradually he becomes freed from the clutches of darkness and passion. And actually, he then comes to the platform of goodness. And when he's perfectly in goodness, then his passion and ignorance and their byproducts cannot touch him. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobha dayas chaye. If we hear the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita regularly, then we become free from the effects of the modes of ignorance and passion, gradually, though it takes time. But it is sure. The more you hear about Krishna, Krishna means his instructions or about him, what he is, the more you become purified. So that is the test of how one has become purified. One purified from the base quality of passion and ignorance is no more attacked by greediness and passion. When he is no more disturbed by these base qualities of passion and greediness, then he is happy. Parentheses, from a discussion between Srila Prabhupada and Hayagriva on Socrates. Text 17. From the mode of goodness, real knowledge develops. From the mode of passion, greed develops. And from the mode of ignorance, develops foolishness, madness, and illusion. Comment. Will text 16 describe the result of action in each of the three modes of nature? This text explains the intermediate causes of those results. Action in goodness results in knowledge, which brings about proper action resulting in purity. Action in passion produces misery because it is caused by unlimited desires and insatiable greed. Action in ignorance brings about madness and illusion, which cause one to act foolishly. Srila Prabhupada's purport stresses development of the mode of goodness. Quote, since the present civilization is not very congenial to the living entities, Krishna consciousness is recommended. Through Krishna consciousness, society will develop the mode of goodness. When the mode of goodness is developed, people will see things as they are. In the mode of ignorance, people are just like animals and cannot see things clearly. In the mode of passion, people become greedy, and their hankering for sense enjoyment has no limit. Text 18. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets, and those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the abominable mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. Okay, we shall end here, and we shall continue with 18 and its purport soon. Hare Krishna.